Kitchen. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
Cold weather is impacting millions from the plains to the southeast. Parts of the East Coast were hit with a ton of snow yesterday, and treacherous travel conditions remain an issue. Most of it came down in Virginia and North Carolina, where more than a foot of snow fell in some areas. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is deciding not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office, but she is putting limits on his power. Hochul says she's troubled by the allegations against the mayor.
Not just the initial indictment, but also the more recent allegation of a quid pro quo with the Trump administration.
Adams has been hit with federal corruption charges and is facing backlash over allegations he made deals with the Trump administration to get his case dropped. Hochul said she believes the will of the voters preclude her power to remove Adams. The White House is marking its first month of the new Trump administration. Lisa Taylor has more.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt spoke to reporters today.
Today marks 1 month of President Trump's return to the Oval Office, and there is no denying this administration is off to a historic start.
Officials touted accomplishments in immigration and the economy achieved by Trump since his inauguration. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said Trump has gotten 8 years' worth of work done in less than 30 days. Sinclair Essemois with the numbers.
Thus far, the president has taken 108 executive actions, met with or spoken to at least 17 world leaders, and spoken to the press more than 45 times.
National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said CEO confidence is the highest it's been in years. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has met with President Trump's envoy to Ukraine and Russia. Zelensky called the meeting productive. His meeting with Keith Kellogg came a day after Trump called him a dictator, while Zelensky said Trump is living in this disinformation bubble. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have clouds and a little bit of light snow or some flurries early. There could be a few slick spots around. Then the sky will clear late tonight with a gusty wind. Low temperatures will be near 20. Wind chills closer to 10. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a gusty, chilly wind. High temperatures up into the mid-30s. Wind chills, though, in the 20s most of the time. Clear and still cold tomorrow night. Low 20 and then milder for Saturday. Sunshine, a mix of some clouds and a high close to 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 21 in Flemington, 21 Freehold, 25 Pennsville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.